welcome up here now, Ellen Fisher. You've seen Ellen this morning. She gave our announcements in the absence of our president, Lori Goodman. Ellen's the vice president of our executive board. Also, she is the running this year's pledge drive, which we are immensely grateful. And so, Ellen, I'm going to let you say a few things, and I'm not walking out on you. It's senior moment time. As I was getting my glass of water ready to bring in here, I filled it up, sat it down, walked off and left it. I know exactly where it is. I'm going to go get that, and I'll come back to this. Ellen, thanks so much.
So, it's time to get ready for the pledge drive. I just want to say one thing to start off, and that is that the Pledge Planning Committee respectfully acknowledges that pledging is a personal decision. We have exactly one goal with the pledge drive, and that is to ask each and every one of you to think carefully about your pledge. Period. That's it. Well, in trying to find a way to encourage you to do that, we feel like we have two tools: information and inspiration. Today, in this service, we're mostly working on inspiration. During the coming month, the Pledge Planning Committee will also be sending representatives to meetings of the various church committees and other groups that meet here to briefly discuss the pledge drive and especially to answer any questions that anyone has. At 11:30 today, for example, I will be attending the Social Justice Committee meeting. I'll be the first item on their agenda. And for 10 minutes or as long as anyone has questions, I'd be happy to talk about the pledge drive, answer any questions that anyone might have. Obviously, anybody who wants to come to that because they're interested in the pledge drive is welcome to do that. And the Social Justice Committee wants me to also say that anyone who's here is welcome to also attend for the entire meeting. Right now, I just want to talk about mechanics. Our pledge packets are ready today. And if you pick up yours before leaving church, you can see the contents today and also save us from having to mail it. They look like this. You can also hand in your pledge today if you know what you want to do, or at any of the next four Sundays. There is a desk today in the hallway outside the fellowship room for picking up or returning pledge packets today and on each of the next four Sundays. Purple envelope. Inside, we have a number of items. We have a pamphlet, which has frequently asked questions, plus also our pledge giving guidelines for you to consider. If you pledged last year, a letter from Steve and Laurie Goodman also includes the amount that you pledged last year as a reminder. We have your pledge form, light purple. Look that over. And finally, the purple envelope is to help keep the pledge packet from being buried under the avalanche of papers we all have in our homes. Embarrassed, I can tell you that that's what happened to my pledge packet last year. It was underneath a pile of the envelopes, and I was embarrassed at how long it took me to actually return it. So we're hoping that purple will be a good reminder. The pledge drive lasts from today through April 5th, and we hope everyone will return their pledge by that Sunday. In order to encourage you to get your pledges in by April 5th, we are holding a raffle for a parking space in the Grove Street parking lot.
Excuse me, Ellen, I didn't think I had
a parking space in the Grove Street parking lot.
I know I've been away a lot of this winter, but my people didn't have your people contact them, didn't tell me about this parking spot. And as unofficial CEO of the parking spot, my people should have been informed of this earlier. What exactly do you mean a parking spot?
A place to park Sunday morning, so you don't have to wrangle for a street parking spot or a place at Margaritas. And anyone who submits a pledge by April 5th with their little raffle ticket, which is on the yellow sheet in your packet, will be entered in a raffle for a parking spot.
spot number one belongs to yours truly.
It does this year.
Number two belongs to my people so they can bid on it at the auction.
It's true that there have been two spots in the Grove Street parking lot available for purchase at the auction. This is the third spot.
Oh, it's spot number three.
It will be spot number three.
Just so we have that clear now.
Yes.
Now let's see. Inside my pledge packet,
right,
there's my pledge form. Oh my gosh, it's all filled out and ready to hand in.
Right.
And so that means that I can put this ticket in. And if this ticket is pulled, and it's mine that's pulled, it's with the understanding I'm still spot number one.
Well, that's a good beginning to the pledge drive. And it's a worthy thing to hope that you can have an easy parking space for Sunday morning service. So let's all get out there and do our pledging on time.